Hello, hi, may I speak with Tashi Brown?
This is she.
Hi, my name is Ed. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth? I got 1994, is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Non-Spanish.
You're not of Hispanic,
no.
Latino? Oh, thank you. And what is your race? White, Black, or African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian?
American Indian.
Thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, the future of the planet? Do you feel negative or positive on that?
What was that again? Sorry.
The future of the planet, how you feel, negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. And the future of the country, positive or negative?
With who's running it right now, negative.
I'm sorry? Right now, you feel negative? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And your own future, how you feel about your own future, negative or positive?
Positive.
Thank you. And no matter how frequently you voted in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power. 0 to 10, or any number in between.
With the current status, I don't feel like my vote really matters because they're going to do what they're going to do. If it was...
Okay.
Yeah.
So what number would you give me between 0 and 10?
2.
Thank you. And on the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? I'm going to read you a list, and stop me when you get to one that you feel that is an important issue to you. Immigration, racism and discrimination, climate change, education, mental health, national security, crime, gun and violence, student loans, abortion access, economy and the cost of living, healthcare. Which are the 3 most important to you?
Immigration.
Thank you. What else?
What was the 3rd one that you said?
The next one is racism and discrimination. Then after that comes climate change, education, mental health, national security.
National security.
Okay. The next one is crime, gun violence, student loans, abortion access, economy and the cost of living, and healthcare.
Economy and cost of living.
Thank you. Now, thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the problems do you currently prioritize most, that are most important to you? I'm going to read you another list. Relationship, like romantic, partnership, or friendships. That's one. The one that you, in this chapter of your life, right now in your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize most? Having or caring for children, your education, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence, work-life balance, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining mental health. Which 3 do you feel that in right now in your life?
My relationship, being a parent.
Okay. And having or caring for children, your education, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career, economic security and financial independence.
Economic security and financial independence would be my 3rd.
Okay. Which one's the 2nd one? I got relationship by romantic partnership or friendship, having or caring for children, your education, caring for senior family members, advancing in your career. I only got 2. Work-life balance, hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining physical health, contributing to positive change in your community, improving... go ahead.
The parent one, taking care of a child.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Taking care of a child.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, now, which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three. Being American, your spiritual
yes.
religious belief, being American? That's
yes.
one? Okay.
That's one.
Okay. Thank you. And now, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Happiness, disappointment, sadness, hope, pride, dread, anger, and frustration, or exhaustion?
Being American right now?
Yeah, when you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? Not right now, most often, you know, in general. Do you feel happiness? Do you feel exhaustion, disappointment, sadness, hope, pride, dread, anger, frustration?
Frustration.
Okay. You may choose up to two. Okay. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? I'm going to read you three statements and tell me which one comes closest to the way you feel. Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing American people, but could in the future. Statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which statement do you feel is closest to your opinion?
And,
okay, thank you. And what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. This is what they're thinking that is most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively. Corporate money has too much influence. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Power-hungry politicians seeking control, too many old white men in power, division and gridlock between political parties, the two-party system, systematic racism, which you can choose up to three of the following. You can choose one or two. Which one?
I'd say for the division between the parties.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Now, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? You stay government, a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. How about the Supreme Court? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Okay. How about ballot initiatives? They propose laws that the public votes on directly. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. How about President Biden? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
How much does he affect my life?
Yeah, how much do you think decisions made by the following, like the President Biden, affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? President Biden. A lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. How about community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. How about your city government? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A little.
Thank you. How about Congress? A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Okay, now, you will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers. Did that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated?
Not motivated, somewhat.
Somewhat motivated. Somewhat motivated?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade. That makes you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not motivated at all. Not at all motivated.
Not at all motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Not at all motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus communities, customers, and deny them services. That makes you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
Not at all motivated.
Thank you. In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Not effective.
At all, or just not very effective?
Not very effective.
Thank you. Signing a petition. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Not effective at all.
Thank you. How about attending a protest? Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Not effective at all.
Thank you. Voting in elections. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Not effective at all.
Thank you. Boycotting a company. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Somewhat
effective or not very effective, not effective at all? To boycott a company? Which one?
Somewhat,
thank you. Contacted or attending an event with your elected representatives. Would that make it very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, if not effective at all?
Not effective at all.
Thank you. How about volunteer for an advocacy organization? Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Somewhat effective.
Somewhat effective?
Somewhat, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you voted in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. One will be fine, but you can choose three. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The candidates did not represent your values. You did not know how or when to vote or register. You did not have time to vote. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. You didn't think your vote would be counted properly. Your mail-in ballots did not arrive in time. Which one now would you give me?
Improperly.
Improperly. You think that your vote would not be counted properly?
Correct.
Oh, thank you. Okay, for each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing a petition, contacting representatives, etc. Right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line, We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
I don't really think that's the case, so whichever one correlates to that one.
So you want to say engage a lot less or engage a little less?
A little less.
Thank you. And now, in 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country, and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we want to accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedoms to make our own decisions about our bodies. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
I don't think abortions are good. I don't know which one I would be.
Do you want to say engage a little less or engage a lot less?
A lot less.
Thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophic warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. When I make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
A lot less.
Thank you. And young voters turned out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and WAPI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters in 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so that our government reflects us and our values. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less.
A lot less.
Thank you. Now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose to Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, national TV news stations, news or informational articles online, international news outlet, TikTok, local TV news station, podcast, Instagram. What are the media sources that you check on most for new content?
None of those really.
You don't check none of these? Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, national TV news station, news or informational articles online, international news outlet, TikTok, local TV news station, podcast, Instagram, none of those?
If I do anything, it might be articles that I search myself.
Okay. Thank you. Now, thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to sports, hobbies, tips or hacks, music, news, current events, shows, movies, business, finance, government, politics, science, technology, health, beauty, and self-care. You may choose to.
Probably movies.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school that you completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have a college bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
I'm straight.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Are you a parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or an Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. How will you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student?
I'm stay-at-home parent.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or you were not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
Donald.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than $24,999, $25,000 to $34,999. Okay, thank you. Oh, that concludes our service. Thank you so much. You've been great. You have a lovely night. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.